did some, got an associate's in ag, and it just wasn't panning out at the time. And Bob Schottenkirk, bless his heart, was after me. And finally I signed in, and he said, hey, you can do it.
Yeah.
I want you. So yeah. I started, and you know what? Have there been slow times? Yeah. But the fast times, the good times.
You get to see people you knew every day. There's not anybody that will pass you throughout your day when you're on that lot, on those two busy corners that you used to be on, that you don't know.
Yeah.
You know everybody, but it's
they know my kids. They know I know their kids. I sell the parents. I sell the you know, I'm selling grandkids.
And that's key. And that's probably what you see some of the young kids coming up don't understand. Like, why am I not selling a lot of cars? Why am I not making? You got to make those relationships over how many years?
31, 32.
You got to make them.
Yeah, but you got to take care of people. That's
yes.
That's the number one thing. Anybody can buy a car.
Right.
Anybody can buy a car.
Yeah.
But to have somebody take care of you after that car is sold.
Right.
That's where it matters.
Yeah.
And that's... You know, but it's the generation we're in. That's our generation.
You're selling cars for Mr. Jeff Klink now.
Yes, I am.
He's a good guy.
Galesburg Nissan. Great guy.
Yeah. And him and his dad have a long tradition of selling cars.
Yes, they do. You know, downtown, Lincoln Mercury, you know, and then Nissan came on.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, it was, it's a good fit out there. They're great people.
Yeah. You're still coming to Galesburg?
Still coming to Galesburg.
Yeah. And the people who have bought cars from Rick Sandoval are going to come over there. He's got Nissan, other car. You're a used car salesman and...
Sales manager.
Sales manager and what else?
Sales consultant.
Sales,
you know,
that's
my bread and butter.
Yeah.
You know, and that being said, you know, we're talking about taking care of people.
He's brought you in to do what you do best. Just come over here and do what you
people.
Do, right? Yeah.
You know, people.
It's true. Yeah.
And, you know, the one good thing about it is I brought people's car in from where I was at before. I'll keep doing that. You know, that's one thing I never want to lose touch with, because that's that, hey, I'm picking your car up and
sure.
I'm dropping your car off.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
I do. Rick Sandoval's here from Abingdon, Illinois, and he sells cars now. And I wanted you to know, here's why I had Rick on, because I know he's your favorite salesperson, and maybe he sold you, you know, three generations of cars. And I wanted you to know that he moved, because you might not know.
Yeah.
And over at Galesburg Nissan now on North Henderson Street. Plus, I was talking to Chris Poston about this the other day. There's so many camera angles to Rick Sandoval. Turn that damn phone off.
Can you?
I'm lighting it up.
Or
a customer's calling you right now.
Dear Rick, we love you.
We need to look at that.
We love you. Tell Eric to bring home the apple turnover and the cherry puff it was Laura.
I got
Laura
that.
Said take it home.
I will take that home for my wife.
Said take it home.
So you've been doing this for so many... You said your dad was a barber in Abingdon.
Yeah, as a barber.
Was he there for a long time?
Well, let's put it this way. I grew up there, and he was there... See, I came on the show in 62. He was there in 56, so...
Cutting people's hair.
Cutting people's hair.
So this is a place that folks went in and enjoyed a conversation and sat there and just BS?
Yeah, you know, his biggest rule was, you know, like anything, it's in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
You know?
It lived in the barbershop.
I tell you what, it was before Facebook was live, it was the barbershop.
Yeah, sure. Or the salon.
The salon, yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted to find out, that's where you went.
Salons are still like that, by the way. They are.
You know?
Yeah, I went to a place my wife went to for a while because the ladies just did an amazing job.
Uh-huh.
And I'd sit in there and wait. And you hear the best stories.
Oh, yeah. And it's firsthand.
Yeah.
Because it just came hot off the presses.
Somebody just has to go, did you hear? And then it builds. And I'll sit there and I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome.
Yeah, it started, somebody threw a rock in the water and it was a little.
Yep.
And then by the time it hits, but you got it first, but by the time it's down the road, it's a tsunami.
Right.
You know.
And that's how I've seen you talk to folks. I shouldn't say that's how you sell cars, but that's part of your relationship. You see somebody you know that's coming in to buy a car from you. You know, you guys both know that without saying anything. But you may spend 25 minutes talking about The race that you and his kid were in the week before.
Yeah, or we grew up. Or, yeah. You know, the world's, everybody says it's so big. But, you know, you find out things, you know. And some and just like in life, you may not know that person you're walking up to, talking to. And you talk to him a little bit. Hey, guess what? Well, this guy was my neighbor's cousin.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
And then you might get to the car an hour later.
And get to the car an hour later. And but that's all part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm your friend first.
Like I said before, I was talking to Chris Poston about having you on. And we said we just talked about why to let customers know where you were. And people have bought cars from you. And there's a lot of camera angles to Rick Sandoval. And we'll talk about more in a bit. Your sons, who you love dearly, and the Sandoval Brothers Racing.
You bet.
And plenty more. And why, and maybe why some others should follow in your footsteps, like a local government you've been involved in. I don't know if you currently are.
Still am on the county board.
Yeah, absolutely. And why you do that. More coming up with our friend Rick Sandoval on Hour 1 of Galesburg Live, 7:17. It's going to be clear that moon looked beautiful out there. When I came in, it's 6 above right now. On WGIL, you can catch us on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM.